All right, good to have you here. Really appreciate it. You know, the assault on parents by the government in this country is just, it's disgusting. The idea the government should teach the kids what they should teach, and you as a parent or a grandparent are, you know, just silence, basically. Well, Laura Zurich is the executive director of Building Education for Students Together, BEST. Building Education for Students Together, BEST. The Education Department finally disbanding the radical National Parents Council. Laura, good to have you here on the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Greatly appreciate it. What is this National Parents Council? And is it, you know, here's the thing. Is it really going away, or do they just take it out back, you know, put a different outfit on it and send it through the side door?
Well, this council was meant to engage parents and listen to parents concerning the COVID slide that we have, the learning loss that students have received based on the COVID lockdowns. And so they brought together supposedly this group of parents, but it turned out to be a group of special interest activist groups. It was everyone that supports the Biden agenda was on this committee, and there was a large group of other parents that come together. They filed a suit because under the law, they are supposed to be bipartisan. So they did disband this council. And I find it unfortunate because at this time we do need parent engagement, but it's unfortunate that the Biden administration wanted to skirt the law. They got caught, and now they've just decided to just disband it altogether versus just following the law.
Yeah, because following the law, you know, and doing what you're – doing the right thing. You know, and what is it, do you think? Is it just complete hubris, complete arrogance? These people think they know better what to teach your children than you, for example, and how school should be run, and you should have no input. Just, you know, parents sit down and shut up, and we'll take care of it. I mean, that's the way it behaves and seems to me.
And you're right. If you disagree with their agenda, then you're a radical right-wing activist. You're not just a concerned parent. They always have to give you a title whenever you disagree with them. And it seems that they did not want to hear the other side. They just wanted more of the same on that council. And, you know, it really is unfortunate because the fact that the COVID lockdowns, because of the unions, because of their policies and politics, we have a national crisis right now. Our kids are not reading on grade level. They aren't accomplishing what they need to be accomplishing in
math.
No,
they're not. And in fact, we've got a mental health crisis with anxiety and depression and the incidence of teen suicide and so forth because we isolated kids. And then we handed them an electronic device as if that was a substitute for actual parenting, for actual conversation. So we've isolated them with electronics. We've isolated them because of COVID. We've got more dropouts in this generation than we've had ever in my lifetime by far. And they all act like, well, it'll all be fine. It'll all be fine. Fine for who? It's a disaster. It's an unmitigated disaster, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that's why with our organization, we are actively promoting to recruit parents to run for school board. Because we have to change this. We have to change the direction that we're going right now in our country and our public schools. But not only that, we have to, in every state, we have to allow the money to follow the student and quit following a system that is not providing the services that need to be provided to our students and allow the parents to make those decisions. Now, once we get on that path and we have the right people on our school boards and we have the money following the students, that's when we're going to start seeing a change. But right now, the way that the Biden administration wants to push out parents, want to call us domestic terrorists because we're trying to advocate for our children, that is not the path and trajectory that we need to be on here in our country. Back to this council. You know, it's unfortunate that they did disband it because we need to come together. We need to come together as Democrat, Republican, nonpartisan parents, and we need to resolve this. We know right now in our country that all parents are just frustrated with how this is going.
True.
And this is a time for the Biden administration could have showed us how to bring us together.
But of course, they're not about that. You know that.
Yeah.
They don't care about that. But there are some bright signs out there. In many places, unfortunately not in my school district, but in many places, conservatives have taken back the school board. I said for 10 years, if you want to get this country back, it starts at the school board. The Democrats knew to steal this country, you started at the school board. They did it. Now, to get this country back, you start at the schools. It starts with the school board. What are you teaching the kids? How do you get parents involved? Where do you go from here? That's all true. Laura, I'll give you the last word.
Well, and I fully support that because I served on the school board for 4 years, and that's why I'm very emphatic about parents running for school board. And if anyone is interested in our free 6-week Candidate Academy training, I encourage them to go to parentsknowbest.com, sign up, because we want to help every single community take back their schools, and that's the first step.
Laura Zork, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. Well, the holidays are here. You still have time to stock up with PatriotFoods.com. Mix and match fruits and vegetables, deli meats and cheese, steak and so much more. Make the holidays special with the convenience of shopping from home with PatriotFoods.com. Taste the best of the best in U.S. produce like hand-picked Fuji, Gala, and Honeycrisp apples, or fresh Michigan blueberries. Use the promo code America, save 10%. And if you spend $100, the shipping is free. Support the American farmer at PatriotFoods.com or call them direct, 1-855-ONLY-FOR-US, only the number 4-US, PatriotFoods.com. I'll be right back.